Have you ever felt like you were living just a B or B plus life? It's so dangerous to live that, more dangerous than a B minus or a C plus life, because when you're living a B or B plus life, you don't change it. You think it's good enough. Is it? I'm Susie Welch. I host a podcast called Becoming You. People think, okay, an A plus life is not available to me, but there is a way. We are all in the process of becoming ourselves. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.
La la la.
Check, check, check. 1, 2. Hello, hello, hello. Check, check. Gonna walk over to the other. Actually, hey, can you talk into that one?
Yeah, totally. Hi, Charlie.
Check, check, check. 1, 2, 3.
4, 5, 6.
Yeah?
We're
on. Perfect. We're on. Awesome. Great. We're ready for you now.
Great.
Thank you for hanging out.
Tell me which one to sit in.
Let's have you sit at that.
This one. Okay.
Yeah. I think that would be best. I'm going to put my phone over here. Because people like to text me in the middle of my interviews. And that's always fun.
Yeah. On purpose?
I don't think so. It's just like they almost know.
Oh, yeah.
Like, oh, she's got to be doing something now.
That's so funny.
So.
Right?
Sending Game of Thrones spoilers and stuff.
That would be murder.
That would be not okay.
I would not be all right with that. Cool. Okay. You're rolling?
Ready.
Wonderful. I'm at the Comedy 103.1 bar today with Taylor Tomlinson.
Hi.
Taylor, I'm so excited you're here.
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited to be here. Thank you. I'm so sorry I don't look as cute as you. When you go to radio, you don't know if you're going to be on camera or not. And so when you walk in and you are, you're like, oh, well, I still have eye crusties in my eyes, but it's fine.
No one can tell. Troy's very far away.
Yeah, you look great. So you're going to, you're carrying it for both of us.
Well,
this interview.
I did do my makeup and my hair while I was on the air this morning. So
did you really?
Yeah, I do it all the time.
Oh my gosh, that is amazing. Yeah. That is multitasking at its finest. finest.
Yeah.
I'm going to do my makeup on stage tonight.
You should.
I should just come out like, hey, guys, so who's traveled much? I'm going to do it.
I like it. I love it. So normally when people come in to the bar, I ask them if they'd like anything to drink. But I'm not asking you because you just got engaged. So we are having champagne in a can to celebrate.
Oh, my gosh. They make champagne in a can?
They make pink champagne in a can.
This is so cute.
So I needed to congratulate you. And I figured this would be perfect.
This is adorable. Wow. I'm all about this right here.
Cheers.
Wow.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Tell me all about it.
Well, I hate champagne.
You're welcome.
I don't drink, so I'm just not good at it. But I did have some, and this is the cutest thing ever. I'm gonna take the can with me. It was great. It happened Sunday, so it's like real fresh. So if you do come see me this weekend at Comedy Works, there are some very new jokes about that because I don't do anything in life without writing jokes about it.
Well, yeah, that's how it's got
to
go.
That's how it goes, right? Like, if anything happens to you, I'm sure you're like, well, this is going on the air.
Yes, 100%.
Yeah, yeah, you are all just content for me.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Although, do you find that people think everything they do is worthy of you writing a joke about them? Because my friends are like, are you going to talk about this on the air? I'm like, this is really boring, so no.
Right, They're waking up early to listen to see if they're mentioned this week.
Like, that's I hung out with Allie this weekend. She's so going to talk about me. I'm not, because what we did wasn't that interesting.
Oh, yeah, I get that a lot, where people say one thing that they think is pretty funny, and I'll laugh, because I'm nice.
Yeah.
And then they go, like, you can use that. That's for you. And I'm like, oh, thank you so much.
You're so sweet.
Yeah, that's exactly
great. I had a friend once tell me that I could use her breakup story on the air. I'm like,
was it a good breakup?
No, it was bad, but it wasn't one of those, like, so bad you gotta tell everyone about it.
Did she get dumped?
She did the breaking up.
Oh, that's why she gave you permission to say it.
Yes. Yeah. She found out that he was dating somebody else through Pinterest, and I was like,
what?
Now that's new. Yeah.
He was on Pinterest?
Right. First red flag. Like, guys don't go on Pinterest unless they're trying to buy presents or engagement rings for their significant other.
But he was, like...
He was on Pinterest. She found out.
Like talking dirty on Pinterest?
No.
Can you message on Pinterest?
You can't. This was like next level. After I
now
told,
we are now we are going to talk about it. Yeah,
it's so stupid.
This is fascinating.
So she was supposed to be going to an event with this guy.
Okay.
And then Pinterest suggested they be friends on like Pinterest or whatever.
Uh-huh.
So she looked at his board, and he had added all these things. It was like a 40s themed event. Added all these things, and then added another person, like another girl, to that board as well. She was like, "Well, who are you asking to collaborate on costumes for a party that we're supposed to attend together?" And so, she like
he just forgot who he invited.
Yeah. So then, of course, like she found out who this person was. Went on Facebook. Went on Instagram. Went on every other social media to figure out who she was, and figured out, oh, she's this guy's girlfriend. Oh, my God.
Oh, my gosh. So she was the other woman in
the
situation?
I think so. Yeah. But, like, Pinterest. Pinterest got someone caught.
Yeah, that's bad. I mean, you can't cheat anymore.
No.
You truly cannot. I've never tried, so I don't know. And I wasn't, you know, alive back in the good old days when, like, you could just...
Call someone's house, and if they weren't there, you don't know where they are.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like, I mean, it used to be so much easier, and now it's like, if I don't hear from someone once every 2 hours, I'm like, well, something's going on.
Obviously.
And you could, I mean, you could still, I feel like you could cheat on someone and be super communicative if you're good at multitasking.
Yeah.
And you can text and do other tasks.
That's all we're really doing, is just weeding out the people who are no good at either compartmentalizing lying or multitasking.
Yeah, exactly. That's all I want. I mean, if you're going to lie, just be a good liar.
Yes.
Just be convincing.
Yeah.
Right?
And at least separate your lies from enough of your regular life that you don't really know the difference.
Right. Yeah. And if you're lying, do it in a way. This is 101 on how to cheat, I guess. This is going in a weird spot. Don't be on Pinterest, first off. That's a dead giveaway. I mean, if you're on Pinterest, you got multiple chicks going, probably. Tell enough of the truth that it's not a total lie, because I feel like that's when people get caught, is when they lie like real out there.
Yeah.
And there's no element of truth. But if they're like, oh, I'm going to the movies, and they just leave out the part like with the person who's not you.
Yeah.
You know?
Good advice.
Right?
People always think that more details make it more convincing.
And it doesn't.
It doesn't. Because think about if you're going to the store, you're probably just like, I'm going out. I'll see you later. Bye. And
it's true.
if you just did that, no one's going to ask a question.
It's so true. It's like that with canceling on people, too. I don't cheat on people. I cancel on people all the time.
Yes.
And if you cancel on someone, if you just say, like, hey, something came up, I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
People are usually like, oh, cool. That's what you say when something does come up. If nothing came up, you're like, oh, I'm having car trouble, and I thought it would be done by 4, but I guess it's not, so we're going to have to reschedule.
Yeah.
It's always that way.
It is. You're right. Yeah. I think I'm at the point with my friends where it's just, hey, I know we had plans, but I am not feeling it tonight. And they're like, okay, cool.
That's a great place to be in your friendship.
Place. It yeah. is. Where you just understand it doesn't mean they don't like me. They just don't want to be here right
yeah.
now.
Exactly. Yeah. I just don't want to put on pants.
Yes.
Like, you could come over instead, and then but more likely they don't want to come out and put on pants
yeah,
either.
Yeah, it's hard.
Yeah.
You don't want to.
That's what I love about being in L.A. Everybody talks about, like, oh, everyone's such a flake in L.A., and I'm like, that's my favorite part of L.A. Do you know how many times I've had a coffee scheduled with somebody, got to that day, wanted to cancel, didn't, and then an hour before they're like, hey, I got to cancel, and I'm like, whole right. day just opened up.
It's almost as relieving as when you get somebody's voicemail when you make a phone call, because I never want to talk to the person.
No.
I'm praying for their voicemail.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Like, they saw I called. They'll call me back later.
Right. I'll shoot them a text.
Person.
I called you.
Yes. So good.
Yeah.
Pure relief. Now that we've gone over all that, we're going to play a game.
Okay, great.
So I actually made this one up, and I think we're going to be really good at it. And I got it from a friend of mine who's terrible at it, which makes it really fun. You are going to be a fictional character of your choosing.
Oh, my gosh.
And you're
going to
tell
so
me
pressure.
Three. It's fine. I can go first if you want me to. You're going to tell me 3 things about yourself as that fictional character, and I have to guess who it is.
Okay. 3 facts or,
yes.
like, 3
so,
opinions?
So, for example, it's up to you. If I'm Harry Potter, I would say, I grew up pretty rough in a tough space, so to speak. I do okay in school, but one of my friends is much smarter than me, and I was chosen.
Oh, okay, so you got to be a little vague.
You can, or you can be like, I do spells, and I'll go from there.
You'll probably get it.
You'll probably get it. So it's up to you how specific or vague you want to be.
Okay, all right. Here's one. Okay, let me think. I had a near-death experience last year. I have a very strong conscience, and I wear a lot of layers.
You're Jon Snow.
Oh my gosh, wow!
Are you?
So good!
Oh my god, okay.
That was so good! I also mentioned Game of Thrones before we started, so that's on the brain.
At first I was thinking maybe it was a superhero, and I was like, I'm fucked, I don't watch any superhero movies.
Was it the layers? What gave it away the most?
The conscience, actually.
The conscience?
And I
that's
was like,
what it is! No one has a conscience
Nobody
except for Jon Snow.
And he's so stupid because of it.
He's so stupid.
So stupid.
Oh, my
so
gosh.
Stupid.
Are you all caught up?
I am all caught
you
up.
You are?
Yeah.
He's just, come on, man.
Moron.
Seriously, get a backbone.
It's
like,
awful.
It's so awful. I'm so with Sansa on all of it.
Everything.
She's like, you need to.
I hope everybody just dies and Sansa is like, oh, well, now I have to be in charge. Shucks.
Ooh, that would be awesome.
That would be great.
I mean, that's definitely not going to happen. Like, it just won't. They won't do that. But I feel like they've been slacking on killing people.
See, and I'm okay with that.
Are you?
We don't need everyone to just die. We've gotten through 8 years of character
That's
development,
true.
Unless you're Euron, because they just didn't develop his character at all.
Yeah.
I hate him. And not because he's like a good villain. I hate him because he's a terrible villain who isn't thought out, who you can't even root against, who has no facets of a personality.
It's so true.
He's just
terrible. Yeah,
he's poorly written.
I think Cersei's really good, though.
Yeah.
She's really good. She's brutal, man.
Yeah.
This last week was... Did you see this last week?
Yes, I did.
Oh, my gosh.
I did.
Every time you think someone's getting through to her, she's just like... She doubles down
Hard.
On being evil just to, like, prove it.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
I'm really into it. I also, like... All the people who thought that Jamie and Brienne were going to be happy together, it was like, you guys are really stupid. You guys are really stupid.
I was stupid.
Did you think that
I
would
did.
Happen?
I believed. I really did. Well, it did happen for like a minute.
For a second, because he was a douchebag. He thought he was doing a nice thing, but he was doing a very bad thing. He's like that boy that you always had a crush on that isn't really into you, but like throws you the bone because they know how much it means to you. And then they realize like, God, I can't do this.
You're so right.
Yeah.
That is awful. See, I thought that it was going to be great, and then Cersei was going to find out, and she was going to be mad. That's what I thought was going to happen. And no, he's just...
No.
I hope she kills him after that.
I
was like...
They all just blow up, and then Sansa's in the north.
Yeah. I thought he was going to go. For a second, I was like, is he going I mean, spoiler alert, everybody. I'm like, is he going back or is he going back to kill her? Because he knows he's the only person who can do it.
Yeah.
Like, that would be cool.
That would be cool.
Right?
I'd be into it.
There are so many fan theories now that, like, it's impossible not to see something coming.
Yeah.
Because everybody's guessed every possible
outcome.
Every possible.
Although, I hate the fan theories because sometimes I want to be like, guys, you need to chill.
Yeah, some of them are a little nuts.
They're so nuts. And sometimes, too, I want to be like, at the end of the day, this is still a scripted TV series. If it goes against every single rule of screenwriting, it's not going to happen.
Yeah.
It's just not. Like, I know the whole Bran is the Night King thing was interesting to people. That was so idiotic. That was the dumbest thing I'd ever read.
Yeah, it's not great. But when I first heard it, I was like, oh, that would be crazy. Like, just the gut reaction.
Ugh. My gut reaction was just like, you people care too much. We've gone from people who enjoy a TV show to people who need to get a life. I say after discussing this in depth for like 10 minutes.
I know, right? We're like, oh god, people are such nerds.
Idiots.
Anyway.
Stupid. All right, now I have to be a character. Let's move along. Okay. I am curious, to say the very least. I've got some talent, but none of the intelligence to back it up. That's going to be one. And I make poor choices for men that I'm interested in.
Is it me?
No.
No, okay. Like, that could be anyone. Just kidding, babe. Not a bad decision. I don't... That's so vague.
I know. Did you need me to go more specific?
Yeah, those are hard.
Make another one.
I mean, I could have done that. I could have been like, I'm a dude. I like food.
Okay.
I go outside.
Okay. I get it. Let's think of a good one. I have an eclectic group of musically gifted friends.
Okay. Oh, man. I really have no clue. I'm so bad at this.
It's okay.
You got it so quickly, and I'm so embarrassed.
And
now.
You didn't really give more details. It's not like you gave me something that was so spot on. Like, the dress and layers, yeah, I guess was good.
And
I don't often wear a shirt. How about that?
Most of it, you have talent, but you don't use it right?
Yeah, but I'm, like, not very smart. I have a lot of talent, but none of the intelligence to back it up. The first one, what was the first one? I forgot.
You're curious.
Oh, yes, I'm endlessly curious.
You're endlessly curious, and you don't wear a shirt.
And I have an eclectic group of musical friends.
Okay.
I'm very talented, but I don't have the intelligence to back it up.
I genuinely have no idea.
Obviously Ariel from The Little Mermaid.
Oh! Okay, see, here's the problem with it. Now I'm going to argue, even
That's
though
fine. Go ahead.
I just suck at this game. The eclectic group of musical friends, in a Disney film, everyone can sing.
Yeah.
So it's not like they're musical in the thing. It's just like everybody can sing because that's the world they live in.
Yeah.
So I was thinking like musicians of some kind, which is what got me. You don't wear a shirt. That was good.
Yeah.
That was a good one.
Yeah. I figured with the musical friends, like, I was mostly thinking Sebastian, because he, like, conducts an entire group of fish.
That's true. He does conduct an entire group of fish. But everybody else, I mean, I guess it would be him and her sisters.
Yeah. They have, like, the whole family choir.
Yeah,
thing.
Which is a little weird.
It's super weird.
That their dad just sits up there like, sing for me!
I approve.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, my dad was a music teacher for 11 years, and he still didn't do that to us. He wasn't like...
He didn't have the family band?
No, he wasn't like, mermaids, assemble!
Maybe he should have. That would have been
Maybe
awesome.
He should have. I would have a cooler... I don't have a good voice, though. Can you sing?
No.
I can't sing at all. Don't you wish you could?
Yes, more than anything.
I would seriously give up every good thing about my personality to sing.
So you are Ariel.
Yes. I'm the reverse. Like,
yeah.
I would give up my legs to sing. Like, if I could, I would like to do a Freaky Friday version of The Little Mermaid, but it's just me up on land going like, I'll take the tail if I can also get your voice and you can have these.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, I mean, I feel like we could make that happen.
Yeah, I mean, it would be, the most of the movie would just be me trying to figure out how to use it, so it would just be me swimming in a circle for 90
minutes. But you could sing.
Minutes.
You could sing
but
as
I
you
could
swim
sing
in
a circle.
Circle,
yeah.
Yeah.
I'd be dizzy, but I'd sound amazing.
You would sound amazing. Yeah. Karaoke go-to. Do you have one?
I don't sing karaoke because singing in public terrifies me because I'm not good. And, like, my family, like, they're really... My dad's an amazing singer, and so I know what it should sound like. And I know that what comes out of my mouth is not that. So, like, even, like, funny... Like, there are comedy shows in L.A. where they're like, do you want to come do this comedy show? And we'll you know, we'll make up a song and we'll improvise at the end. And I'm like, I cannot do that. It is not in me, but thank you so much for, I would love to do it if I were more talented. They're like, oh, it's just goofy. You don't have to be a good singer. I'm like, I understand. Still can't do it. Like, yeah. I won't even, like, talk sing.
Oh, it's terrible.
It's terrible.
And people who can sing don't understand people who can't. They're like, no, but it's not hard. You can just do it. And it's like, but I just can't.
Right.
Do it. It's going to sound terrible. And the second I start, you're going to be like, oh, no, no, don't be doing that.
Yeah. You cannot learn how to sing. People are like, I'm taking singing lessons. It's like, well, I hope you're already pretty good. And you're just trying to tone up.
So I did musical theater a lot in college.
Did you?
A lot. I can't sing.
Oh, wow.
It got to the point where they were like, how about you just, like, mouth the words? You don't need to
really?
Make sounds come out of your mouth.
Oh, wow. Like, yeah, because musical theater is intense.
It's intense. And ours was a semi-professional theater. So we had, like, people who were coming in and getting paid. And then them telling me, like, just shh, don't talk.
Yeah, just dance.
Dance in the corner.
Just sway in the background and support us.
Exactly.
In a costume.
Exactly.
Wow. Yeah, I loved musical theater growing up, and I did some of it. And every time, I mean, I can sing in a group. Like, I can hit a note.
Because you can be quiet.
Because I can be quiet. Yeah, exactly. But, yeah, that's all I am. It's just a number. Aww. A number in the ensemble.
Yeah, ensemble number 4.
Yeah, it's not good.
But I bet you crushed it.
Thank you. I think I did.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's like Crow number 4 in The Wiz.
Yeah. People who are talented always know how to find the spotlight, even if they're not good at what's
currently
Yeah,
you're
happening.
Doing the jazz hands the most aggressively in the back, and everybody's like, that one's got something.
Right there.
That's going to be a comedian.
Yep. I'll pay to see her one day.
Yeah.
Taylor, I fell absolutely in love with you on Netflix's comedy lineup.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, yeah.
I was watching it and was just like, this girl, oh my God, she's amazing.
Oh, thank you.
And I think it's something that you're just very relatable to, I think, the average millennial woman or like the fantastic millennial woman.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm like, well, let's widen that. I'm just real, real normal. I'm not really a good time. Like, I don't, like, party. And, like, you were saying before we started, you have, like, a late party phase. You got started later.
I did.
And when you were younger, were you just real straight-laced?
Well, in high school, I just was real not cool.
Yeah.
So, like, nobody invited me to do bad things.
Totally, me too.
And I wasn't going to do them by myself.
Right.
Because I wasn't really that into it. I wanted friends more than I wanted to cause trouble.
Right. Yeah.
And then once I got them, I was like, oh, okay, now I can cause a little trouble.
Yeah, because I got some partners in crime.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, now that I figured this out and you guys don't think I'm weird, like.
Yeah. Okay. So when did you get started on causing trouble?
On causing trouble? Geez, probably in college.
In college. Oh, okay. Yeah. I was going to say, I thought you started later than that. And I was like.
Well, I started causing like real trouble later than that.
Oh, okay.
Because in college, you're underfunded. You have other responsibilities.
You're underfunded. Yeah, that's true. Yeah, you are underfunded.
There's a small amount of the trouble that you can cause. Like, I used to steal things from bars, but that really wasn't that great. I mean, who doesn't?
What did you steal? Like,
well,
cups?
Just, like, glasses. My glassware in my adult home with my husband and I are just stolen from different bars.
That is so funny.
Throughout my lifetime.
What is your husband like? Was he causing trouble?
He played rugby in college.
So, yeah?
Yeah, he was like the good one of the rugby team, but like still.
I mean, rugby, I know that's like a hot sport to play.
It is. It's like cool kids are playing it now.
It's really cool, but I don't know like how much they party.
A lot.
They do?
A lot.
Yeah.
A lot, a lot.
So, okay.
Like they had basement stairs that didn't lead into anything, and one of the things they would do is party in the basement, and you had to like throw yourself basically off a ledge to get down there. And, like, climbing into windows that they don't know the people who live in the house, breaking in and just, like, taking over was a thing that some of his teammates did. Rugby people.
They just broke in and, like, had a party?
Yes. So,
People
they didn't know.
It's, what?
Rugby players are not all like this.
When nobody was there?
But they are terrible.
I'm guessing it's when nobody was there.
Well, it depends. I mean, there was one of our friends who got arrested for breaking into a house that he used to live in and telling them, this is my house, you can get out.
Oh, well, yeah, that always
But that was
works.
During alumni weekend, so, you know.
Oh, well.
No rules on alumni weekend.
Well, yeah, that is absolutely insane.
Yes. So he's,
I've never heard of anyone
he's
doing
fairly
that.
Straight-laced.
The closest I've heard is people, like, going up to houses they used to live in and be like, I used to live here. Could I just walk around? And people are like, no.
No, you got to rugby that.
Yeah, you got to.
Punch through. Unlock the door, claim the house as your own.
Yeah, wow. I mean, obviously, whoever I talked to was not an athlete because they didn't even know that it was an option.
Apparently it is.
Wow.
Apparently it is.
Oh my gosh, that's intense. Yeah, no, I'm just, I don't party, and I've been doing comedy since high school. So, like, comedy was the place I would have partied, I guess. But I've never drank either because I'm too afraid. Because I've been told that you're not supposed to drink alone. That's, like, when you're not supposed to. And that's, like, the only time I've ever been tempted to drink is, like, alone in a Holiday Inn Express
yeah.
in Omaha to feel differently. And that just sounds like the makings of a problem.
Yeah.
Doesn't it?
I mean, it's only a problem if you, like, harm other aspects of your life. I don't think there's a problem with drinking alone. Like, how okay. else are you supposed to spend your afternoons?
You're like, the day is long.
Yeah.
There's a lot of sunlight, like, to kill.
I'm going to finish this glass of
You're going to finish mine, too. Yeah.
Yes, I am. And then I'm going to go home, and I'm going to keep on doing it. And there's
yeah.
nobody at my house right now, so I'll be drinking alone, and I don't think I have a problem. You know why? Because I show up to work, I don't cause real problems, and I get my shit done.
Yeah.
So, suck it, everyone.
Well, never mind. I'm going to start drinking today.
Do it. Yeah, I support that choice.
Cut to a year later, I come and I'm just a mess.
Yeah.
Just my whole life's in shambles, and I'm like, you were wrong about this stuff.
Like, oh, sorry.
Yeah, like, I guess I can't handle it. You just can't hang.
That's so weird. I trashed your career. It was so nice talking to you. Bye. Taylor Tomlinson is going to be at Comedy Works downtown at Larimer Square this weekend. I'm going to stop by and see you.
Thank you.
I'm not going to be sober.
Oh, please don't be.
I promise not to cause any trouble in the audience.
Okay.
I do have respect.
Thank you. If you do, people. I will break into your house.
That's fine.
And claim it.
Now you know how to do it. Claim it as your own.
Yeah.
Yep. Thanks for coming
Thank
in, Taylor.
You.
I'm officially the sweatiest person on planet
Are you?
Earth. I can't see. Oh my God. I'm like holding my arms
I'm over here
down.
in like a winter coat.
Oh my God. I'm like, my butt's sweating everything. Take a picture of us, please.
Right. Oh yeah, please. Let's
Thank
get
you
this.
So much for coming
Oh my gosh,
in.
Of course.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together, we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.